The United States will hit China with another round of tariffs on $200 billion worth of goods starting Monday. China said it will respond with tariffs on $60 billion worth of American goods. But after that, China is running out of options. That's because China imports a quarter as much as it exports to the United States. So as of next week, it will have placed tariffs on virtually all the American goods it imports. Joining us now is Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hello, Jeremy.
So first of all, what is being targeted by the U.S. in this round?
It's hard to keep track of all this because of the incremental nature of it. But what President Trump is ordering is new tariffs on about $200 billion worth of imports from China. Now, starting on September 24th, next week, it'll be an additional 10% duty on those goods. And then on January 1st, those duties will rise to 25%. We're looking at vegetables, fabric, furniture, things like handbags, rice, toilet paper, wool, meat, soybeans, lots of things. The only thing that's being excluded that is important for us to remember right now is consumer electronics, smartwatches, smartphones, Bluetooth devices. There's a reason for that because Apple is a big importer of stuff from China, even though it's an American company, but it's still going to be a lot of stuff.
Does that speak to the fact that, I mean, just speaking from personal experience, I haven't noticed the impact yet of the tariffs on prices of things that I buy?
Right. In fact, initially, when you have tariffs like this, you sometimes see prices go down because, for instance, there are countervailing tariffs, so American farmers can't sell some of their goods into China. So now China, which used to buy most of America's soybeans, isn't buying them. China's buying them from other places. So soybeans in Brazil have become more expensive. Mm-hmm. In America, lobster, soybeans like that, things like that get a lot cheaper until we get beyond, you know, get back to equilibrium. So in many cases, you won't feel it for a little while until we've run out of supply of some things.
As a consumer, now we were just in the Midwest last week where farmers are feeling the impact of these tariffs on their soybean crops, on pork. Economists say that any good economic effects that came from the tax cuts are being wiped out by the tariffs.
Right. And that's a very, very big issue. Farmers run on razor thin margins, right? That's why most farms are now mega farms. They're big companies. For those farmers that are not mega farms, they're running on really thin margins. You know, we've been talking to a lot of farmers here on MSNBC, and many of them are still supportive of Donald Trump. They think that the end result will be good, but most of them can't, you know, live out for more than a harvest season or maybe up to a year without it really adversely affecting their business. So, yeah, there have been some increases in wages, but we've seen a lot of setbacks in profitability to farms.
Explain one more thing about this latest news. You said that the tariffs that the Trump administration is putting in place are going to start out at 10%.
Yeah.
And they go up to 25% in January. Why?
Yeah. The president is sort of using a stick and a stick instead of a carrot and a stick. He's sort of saying, here's what we're doing now. And if you don't come to the table and negotiate with us, this is what's going to happen to you next. It's a very similar approach to what he's doing with Canada, right? The idea is let's try and get to a deal. And here's the good faith I'm showing you. The president is saying, this is the kind of pain you're going to feel if you don't come to a deal with us. Yet to see whether it will work with China, but that's what the president's attempting to do.
I guess it hasn't yet, but now, as we said, China may not have many more routes to take when it comes to tariffs.
Correct.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thanks as always.
All right, Jeremy.